Book session number 13264, Reel 3.
Mr. Morris, Reel 3. You were just about to tell me whereabouts at Cassino you were.
In the vicinity of the monastery itself, and Monte Cairo.
Were you in trenches, trenches there?
Well, no, they weren't trenches, they were sangers. Because it was too hard, you couldn't dig. So it was just like part of the stones were you was crouched behind. So in other words, you was out in the open, and you couldn't move during the day because they could see you. Then at night time they could hear you, so you was up the creek altogether. That was where I got my head blow off.
Can you describe how that happened?
Well, it was a mortar attack, and we was out on patrol, standing patrol, and we couldn't move very far, or not at all by rights, and this mortar bomb come down, and it smacked me the back of my right foot and took the heel clean off it. Later on that night, a whacking great shell came into the singer between me and Johnny Walker, my mate. And fortunately, it didn't go off. We sat there waiting for it to go off, but it never went off. It was a dud. So there was a dud on my heel and a dud in the singer. So I thought, well, if you don't have the third one, that would be the lot.
What was the date you got wounded at Cassino?
Oh, I can't remember that. I can't remember that at all.
Which month would it have been, do you think? May?
I would imagine it would be May, yeah. It would be May, yeah, because that's when the last battle of Cassino was May. Because there were four battles for Cassino.
May 1944?
44, yeah.
Which battles for Cassino were you in, out of the five?
No, there was four, I was in two. But not very much involved in the first one. We only went in at the tail end.
Who were the best troops on the Allied side at Cassino, do you think?
The best?
Troops on the Allied side.
Well, I'm sticking my neck out now, I would say the Poles. The Polish. Because there's no nerves, no nothing. There was really good kids, I suppose. Really good. I've got some good friends in the Polish lads, haven't I? There's the four battles I've got, because I only got that this morning. The first battle was the 12th of January to 9th of February, 44. The second battle was the 15th of February to the 18th. The third battle was 19th of February to 23rd of March. And the fourth and final battle was the 11th of May to the 24th of May.
And you were injured in the last battle?
Last battle, yeah. And that's what we get from the casino vets every month.
So, were you pulled out of the line after you were wounded in the foot?
Well, no, because we were going out within a couple of days, so I stopped with them. We were due to go out and get relieved, you see.
So you didn't go to hospital?
I didn't go to hospital, no.
Did your wound heal up properly?
Oh, yeah, well, it healed up all right, yeah.
Which other places did you go to after Cassino?
Oh, right up to the finish. After the casino, we went out entirely. We went to Egypt for a few days. And then we came back when they got stuck and got cracking up to the finish, like up to Florence.
This was with the second?
We amalgamated with the second, yeah. Which was a regular peacetime outfit, you see. We was on a TA.
The sixth and the second amalgamated?
Yeah, and they called it a second. Because the second was a senior battalion, on account of it being a regular battalion, you see.
Was it much different from the sixth?
Oh, no, we soon got a pally with each other. There was certainly something lacking from the sixth, like, because a lot of the sixth didn't go into the second, you see. I did. I went into the second, but a lot of them didn't. Because I was one of the oldest hands in the battalion, you see.
What rank had you achieved by now after Casino?
I was only corporal. I got my first two at Casino itself.
First two
straight Casino. I got them jelly keg with them two.
What did you call them? What did you call the stripes?
Full corporal, I was.
But what nickname did you give
them? Tapes. That's what they all call them, tapes. I've got my tapes, like.
After Casino, where was the hardest fighting?
Well, just immediately after in the Italy land. They call the lands different names, like Italy land. It was a bit rough around there. It was more or less falling onto Casino from the top to the bottom, you see. Casino was at the top of the mountain and the rough stuff was round the bottom.
What do you remember about the end of the German resistance in Italy? When VE Day came?
Oh, again, the River Po, well, it was off like the clappers. You couldn't catch up with them.
In trucks?
Oh, in trucks, yeah. Well, tell you what, we went to see the Pope one morning and we went back in the land again at the same night time and there was 60-odd miles further up. We had 11 jobs of final. We thought we'd lost them all together. Because he was going that fast, you see. Jerry was going that fast, and of course he was burning everything before he left it, so we couldn't use it.
This was after Casino?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But what about when VE Day came?
Well, it didn't make much difference, really. Because there was still some who was fighting broad days and after that. They hadn't packed up like, you know. Especially the Jerrys, because there was a lot of Russians fighting for them, you know. And, of course, when the war finished, the Germans didn't want the Russians. So we had to round them all up and send them all back again. And they was hanging themselves from the trees and all bloody sort.
Did you see that?
Oh, I saw it, yeah. Because the issue was out when I was in Austria. One night I was doing a company of the sergeants and I had to round all the men up. And dish rifles out and ammunition, picks and shovels, we were going round all these Russian Cossacks up. Because George said, if you don't send them back, I'll come and get them myself.
Who said that?
Stalin. So we didn't let him come into Austria because it raped everybody's thing. So we had to go and round them all up.
How did you round them up?
Well, got pally with them and then swooped on them. You know. Got real pally with them and then took them prisoners. But there was women hanging themselves up on trees and all that.
How many people did you see hanging from trees?
Oh, hell of a lot. Committing suicide. Some would go back to Stalin, you see. Some would go back to Russia because they knew what he'd do with them. They tried to get rid of themselves before some of them would go back. Men, women, fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, all of them. They were like gypsies, a lot of them. You know, these Romany caravans.
In what way were they like gypsies?
Well, they lived like them and carried on like them. And they thought they were going to carry on like that for a long while afterwards, you see. Living off the other people, but there wasn't.
But how many bodies did you see hanging from the trees, do you think?
Oh, a couple of dozen, easy. A couple, you know, in these various places.
Were they half and half men and women?
Mostly, yeah. Well, some of them were youngsters. Some of the mothers took their youngsters with them, mate.
But were the majority of the dead bodies on the trees men or women?
I'd say half and half, mainly.
Whereabouts in Austria was this?
In Carinthia. The province of Carinthia.
Is this near Klagenfurt?
Yeah, not far off Klagenfurt, yeah.
Do you remember any of the villages or towns where the Cossacks were?
Oh, there was all around Because you see, they're all, I mean, there isn't many big towns in Austria. They're all mainly villages, like. Villach is a big town. That's one about the biggest is Villach. It's a rail terminal where they used to go on leave from to England. Just nicely inside Austria.
But you said you lulled them into a false sense of security.
Yeah, and then pounced on them and took them prisoners.
But they must have got wise to that after a bit.
Oh, they did, though. He had a bit of running battles with some of them, like. But the order was given out, send them back or we'll come and get them back. This was from Stalin. Well, they didn't want the Russians coming into Austria, so we had to do what we could as quick as we could. And on the trains back to Russia, there was nearly as many British soldiers guarding them as there was prisoners.
Did you do those guard duties?
Oh, yeah, you too, yeah.
On the train?
Oh, yeah, you had to, yeah.
Did any escape from the trains, do you think?
I would say quite a few. I know two that's in... Well, they got to Dover anyway, and I had two women that got to Dover. Because I met them there myself afterwards.
Where did you meet them?
In Dover itself.
In a
pub? No, in the town itself. I was going down to the docks with a lot of kit for our band abroad, and I bumped into these two. They'd married two kids in the East Yorks, and one of them lived on Arnold Road against St. Matthew's Church. I never forget seeing that. I nearly dropped down dead when I saw her. She married a kid out of the front market in the East Yorks. So she got back here, definitely. How long the marriage lasted, I don't know.
Did you feel sorry for the Russians who were being sent back?
Yes, well, I think, in a way, because I don't suppose for 1 minute that they've got a fair hearing. There again, I don't suppose they deserve one, so... I mean, you can't fight for one person and then change your mind about somebody else. Well, that's what they did, you see.
Did they try to speak to you and appeal?
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah.
What did they say?
Oh, well, the women offered themselves to the blokes. Don't what you like them, like, don't send me back there, you know. Because a lot of them was well-educated, they could speak good English.
Did any of the troops accept?
Well, not to my knowledge, I don't know if any that did. Well, there's definitely quite a few got away, without no doubt about it.
Do you think any of the troops turned a blind eye so they could escape?
I think so, personally, yeah. Well, especially the women and the youngsters. Because, I mean, you couldn't hold them responsible for anything, could you, really? A man that was old enough to be a soldier, yes. But, a woman or a youngster, no, they couldn't help themselves, could they?